Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Okay, next up then is our pick of the five things to do this weekend. If you've got some spare time on your hand, a list or a mix, should I say, of music, theatre, food and activities for the kids from now running until Sunday. So make sure that you get your tickets or you will miss out. We start with Jazz on Red, which is the brainchild of our first guest, Ezra Overberg, who is the curator of the series. What's the inspiration behind this series?
Okay, first of all, inspiration about that is the venue. Also, it's my second series. I've been Bree Street at the Art Gallery, at Young Blood Art Gallery last season. This season, it's Radisson Red, Cuban Kitchen. Inspiration is original jazz music from our local Cape Townian jazz musicians, only to perform original music and give them a platform to do it in front of tourists and our local people.
Why was that element, the original music, so important?
I don't think we hear it enough. I think it was an experience I had 2 years ago where we had bands play cover music to tourists, and the tourists came to me and asked me, why are they playing that music? And they are Cape Townian. Can we listen to Cape Townians? And that is what inspired me to set it up.
There are different features, though. Cape jazz, women in jazz, acoustic jazz, legends and youth in jazz. Why have you decided to mix it up in that way?
Because I do it last Friday of every month. So I've got sort of 11 months to work with. So obviously, you know, there's August, it's Women's Month, June is youth. And then a few other things like April is Jazz Appreciation Month, for example, which we don't celebrate much. I'm going to do it. So youth would be sort of falling sort of on the edge of June, August. We've got some woman thing happening at Jazz on Red, even though next month I have an ensemble of three women that's performing. I'll tell you about that later. And then there's the acoustic jazz, which is more a stripped-down, upright bass, grand piano, sort of nothing plugged in. And then there's legend. So we choose a legend in our jazz fraternity in Cape Town and we let him perform. So there's this five legs that stand on. And obviously we can add legs as we go along because anything in jazz is possible because jazz is diverse.
And who's headlining this weekend?
We've got some crazy stuff happening this Friday. Jonas Sun with his band Hassan Adas. He is one of Cape Town's prolific and energetic percussion players. And he's got Jason Ward on drums. He's got Lucas Kumalo on bass. He's got Trevino Keys on keys. And then he's got Nathan Carolus on guitars. And there's vocals as well. So that's what's happening. It's going to be a percussion night. It's going to be crazy, 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 crazy dancing.
What's been the response so far?
From Jazz on Red, that first of all, this is, I'm going to mention this one on air, that the tickets are too cheap.
Yes.
For the quality of the music, the food, the atmosphere, the vibe, the glass window, the backdrop where the silo and the mic smocker is viewed through. Everybody is friendly. The Cuba staff, the management is friendly. The people are becoming regulars. They love the idea that they're listening to Cape Town, in Cape Town, being Cape Townian.
Let's talk about those tickets then. They're 120 rand, cheap at half the price. Yes. Where can people get them?
So Quicket Online, very, very simple. Click on Quicket, type in Jazz on Red. Also, our Facebook page is at Jazz on Red. And there's hashtag Jazz on Red on Instagram. All the links are available there to just click on anywhere. Parking is dirt cheap, easy to get up into the ground floor of the hotel. And we make it very simple and for a really five-star evening.
Fantastic stuff. Okay, so it starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets, 120 rand. Book via Quicket. Right, next up, a chance to celebrate your Cape culture at St. Oosterfeest 2019. And joining us to tell us more about it is Neil Rademan. Neil, great to have you with us. Tell us a little bit more then. This is the 16th edition of the festival.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It is the 16th St. Oosterfeest South Easter Festival, named after the windy city, the South Easter. And the great thing about this festival is, as the wind blows us all together and totally deer mekaar, this festival is really a festival for all, where we mix everything and everyone, all cultures, all languages, all genres. So we are so proud. And now, in the 16th year of this festival here at Artscape, that we can host all people from all over the city and also the Western Cape.
Why is it so important that we celebrate Cape culture and heritage?
The thing is, then you can really understand where we are all from and where is the exact place where we meet or where we can probably meet.
Now, I know that there's going to be a series of concerts and comedy shows, performances, music, of course, art exhibitions. Can you give us some of the highlights?
Yeah, tonight is the Brimstone Pops. So it's a big Pops concert with the Cape Philharmonic Youth Orchestra under the baton of Brandon Phillips. Then we have a big Bollywood show, the Beat of Bollywood. And except for these big shows, we also have the Merry Widow, the operetta that takes place in the Opera House, and then various smaller productions, comedies and cabarets as well.
Most importantly, where can people get tickets?
Tickets at CompuTicket. Any CompuTicket outlet or through the Artscape website or through our website, which is www.zuidoosterfeest.co.za.
Wonderful stuff. Okay, so if you're looking for something else that floats your boat, perhaps you are a comic book fan, then the FanCon Cape Town Comic Con 2019 returns to the Mother City this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The fourth FanCon Cape Town Comic Con event opens at the CTICC at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning and promises an experience where all elements of pop culture and all geek fandoms are covered. As I say, Saturday and Sunday, 10 till 6 p.m. at the CTICC. Tickets cost 150 rand. And you can book via CompuTicket. Something else that might tickle your fancy is that the Spice Mecca 2019 Ramadan for All exhibition. Ramadan, of course, is the important holy month of fasting, introspection and prayer for Muslims. And in preparation for this cultural occasion, the 2018 Ramadan for All exhibition returns to the Castle of Good Hope this weekend. So you can get your tickets via web tickets. They are 35 rand per person or 75 rand per person for a weekend pass. So the pensioners will pay 20 rand and children under 12 enter for free. Saturday 9 till 9, Sunday 9 till 6, as they Castle of Good Hope. And you can get more information by dropping an email to info@ramadanforall.co.za.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
And then finally, if you fancy something a little bit theatrical this weekend, the triple Pulitzer Prize winner Edward Albee's The Goat, or Who is Sylvia, comes to the Baxter this weekend. It tells the story of a married middle-aged architect, Martin, his wife, Stevie, and their son, Billy, whose lives crumble when Martin falls in love with a goat. Mm-hmm. Known for works such as Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Albee's play not only shows a family in crisis, but also challenges taboos and moral judgment. I'm absolutely fascinated by this one. Runs this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 7:30, matinees at 3 p.m. at the Baxter. Tickets cost between 120 and 180 rand, depending on where you sit. And you can book via web tickets, or for more information, go to the Baxter website, which is baxter.co.za.